You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is, I'm a nice guy. And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
I'm upset, outraged, and angered.
Everything you said was all a lie?
What I say is what I say.
Okay, I want a damn concerted effort. This a god last damn time. I want somebody to use his brain.
This is a job for
John Peterson
and
Gordy
Young.
You're from the 60s.
I will tell you, this is going to be something special.
Yeah. It's a show about nothing.
I don't have any answers for you. I don't give interviews. I just want to be left alone.
Ponderous. Ponderous.
Let's get ponderous.
Ponderous.
Let's get ponderous.
Okay.
All right, WMDX 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app as well. Text us and voice note it. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. Dom Lee in the producer's chair. And this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer and providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side. And go to verlo.com for more information. Beautiful sunshine today, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, we're in the mid-50s. And let's check in with Savannah Tomei Olson from our WMDX newsroom. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
What a week.
Oh, boy. What a week.
I feel like I say that every week now.
Well, I know. And a really busy weekend around Madison, too, right?
Yeah, we've got a lot of events going on.
Yeah.
But there is so much stuff going on. So, of course, there's Coldplay tomorrow night. So you can kind of expect the whole area around Camp Randall to be a zoo, kind of the same way that it was with Morgan Wallen a couple weeks ago. We have Opera in the Park tomorrow night. There are a couple road closures in that area. We also have Maxwell Street Days still going on right where you guys are in the studio. And I think it's just, and then of course the Dane County Fair, if you're headed in that direction toward downtown right on Rimrock Road. So if you want to get out and do something this weekend, it sounds like we'll have some decent weather, but man, it might be packed.
Yeah.
Well, right. Yeah. But there is a chance for some rain tomorrow, too. So,
we'll see.
Keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, what's going on with the federal budget is going to leave a hole in what we're doing here as far as education is concerned. Fill us in on this.
Yeah, what's the story?
That's right. So the Madison Metropolitan School District was waiting on almost like $3 million from the federal government, some funds that they get every year. And then this had already been approved by Congress and signed into law by President Donald Trump back in March. Mm-hmm. And it would have been, I think, $6.8 billion that would go to schools across the country. And it was supposed to be disbursed on July 1st. And on June 30th, the State Department of Public Instruction was told, hey, guess what? That money's not coming tomorrow. Wisconsin was supposed to get $72 million as a whole. And the Madison Metropolitan School District was supposed to get that $2.9 million that was going to go to after school programs and English learning services. And those are the kids who need the most support because usually school is the only way they are learning English. So the school district is trying to figure out how to pay for it. But they said that they will pay for it one way or another. They have money in the reserve fund. Mm. And the superintendent says if we have to pull from the reserve fund, that's what we'll do. They don't want to discontinue those programs.
Well, they really have to. I mean, this is so indiscriminate just to do something this crazy and leave everybody hanging as far as after school programs. That's just awful. All right.
And this is one of the things that Attorney General Josh Call has filed one of the latest lawsuits over, so we'll see what happens there, too.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's it.
Very good. Savannah, we appreciate you checking in with us, and we'll look ahead to the weekend. Busy, busy weekend ahead.
There might be news tomorrow if we're in that parade and lightning strikes. We'll be in the news. So
at the Dane County Fair, yes.
We'll keep you updated. All right.
Thank you, Savannah.
All right, Savannah, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good weekend. All right. Want to remind you, it's a free ticket Friday. We've got tickets, a four-pack of Brewer tickets to a game on Monday, July 28th with the Cubs and the Brewers. The key word this hour is throw, T-H-R-O-W. And if you're a winner, we will contact you in the next couple of days. But again, your chance to win a four-pack of Brewer tickets. This is a statewide contest. There will be other keywords throughout the day on the right. Civic Media Radio Network.
All right. John? Well, you know, the big reveal, of course, is a birthday letter to Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, let's, birthday.
Let's prepare for that.
Oh, right. What a way to go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
This gets me every time.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
It's Art Paul.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Art. And
only Donald Trump had the services of Art Paul Schlosser, whole thing might have been just blown over.
Yeah, he wouldn't have had to do the letter that he now has out there.
He's denying that he sent.
Among an album of letters collected to celebrate Epstein's 50th birthday is a letter from Trump with his name on it. And it is a bombshell. They're talking about it ad nauseum here. Anyway, it's a happy birthday, and this is what it says. Happy birthday, and may every day be another wonderful secret.
Okay.
And this is all revealed through the Wall Street Journal. The text is surrounded by a drawing of a naked woman punctuated by a squiggly Donald below her waist in that area, you can imagine. Trump has vehemently denied that the drawing or the letter was his doing. After all, you know, this is what he wrote. This is not me. This is a fake thing. It's a fake Wall Street Journal story. I never wrote a picture in my life.
Or,
he truly is a mental genius that we've always known he was. I don't draw pictures of women. It's not my language. It's not my words.
Okay.
And you know what? They actually looked at. They asked Grok about it. It is his language. It is his words. This is how he would have said it. Elon. I love this post from Elon Musk. Now I'll give him credit on this one.
Okay.
He wrote, "Wow, I can't believe Epstein killed himself before realizing it was all a hoax."
Oh my God.
Yeah. Good one. Oh, no. Good one, Elon.
Wow.
I hand it to him on that one. All right. This is not getting as much discussion, but Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat, has blown the lid off of this whole thing because he's come up with a whole bunch of stuff. Trump's Department of Justice is actively burying Epstein's financial network, he's found out, shielding billionaires and obstructing justice to protect himself and possibly Trump. Huh. Here's what Wyden posted on X. Big news from my investigation at Epstein's sex trafficking operation. The Trump administration has an Epstein file detailing 4,725 wire transfers and almost $1.1 billion flowing through just one of his banks. Hundreds of millions of more other details are out there. So Ron Wyden has discovered this whole thing. This is the stuff I want to see released.
Yeah.
I don't care about the, you know, the grand jury language.
No.
Yeah, we don't need that. We need Ron Wyden's discovery here. I'll tell you what, we've got time now for Jordan Klepper. Oh, wait, we got a call from Dick. Let's go to this first.
Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, Dick.
Well, I will say it happened quicker than I thought it did, or would, The fact that he's come out now, something that wasn't even existing 3 days ago, and then he wants it all out. I'm sure that he directed Bondi to William Barr, and she was directed by him, to take care of business and clean this up. But now he's saying, we got to get it out there because, there's such interest in it, blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. I thought it'd be a couple weeks before he did it, but here it is.
This is it.
It doesn't surprise me in the least, not at all. And you watch, there'll be nothing, and the media chased it.
Right.
I had a Labrador that he chased his tail, and I could get him to chase his tail the other direction by clapping my hands at him.
Oh, cool.
At least, know, he knew that. They just sucked right into this thing and stayed with it. And he's going to, and even if it does look terrible to anybody like us, his base will believe it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, no one believed the fact that there was no news here at all.
So,
this kind of blew up, and I'm kind of entertained by all of this, actually.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens next. Dick, thanks. We want to get to this cut from Jordan Klepper from Daily Show. Let's listen to it on Epstein. Let's hear it.
And the Trump administration can't get its stories straight.
Right.
There was a client list, then there was no client list. They were going to release all the files, and then they decided not to release any files. So let's see what today's excuse is.
I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey. They were made up by Obama. They were made up by the Biden.
Biden.
So let me get this straight.
Biden.
According to Trump, all the top Democrats got together and said, let's create some fake files that destroy Trump's political career. They don't ever use them.
Yeah.
They let Trump get elected. Don't use them. Let Trump get elected again. Still don't use them. And then once he's the president, hope he releases the files without ever looking at them. Frankly, that plan sounds so inconceivably bad, I do believe the Democrats might have come up with it. And after initially pushing back, some of them are getting the message.
I think the DOJ should immediately move to unseal all the Epstein documents in the Southern District of New York.
Yeah.
I think every file should be released to the public the same way as the JFK files.
Honestly, I'm done talking about Epstein for the time being. I'm going to trust my friends in the administration. I'm going to trust my friends in the government do what needs to be done, solve it, balls in their hands.
Wait a minute.
All right.
The balls in their hands?
So But, you know, this whole thing is exploded in such a way that no one has ever anticipated it because it is such a dumb move. It is so stupid to have created this in the first place.
Yeah.
And he went out there thinking that his contingent, the cult, would go along with all of it, you know.
Yeah.
And they didn't. Nick Fuentes has a point of view on it.
Yes, Nick Fuentes. Yeah, he's quite pointed about it. But, they're not going to let this drop.
They're not going to let it go.
Uh-uh. No, it's going to keep going.
And you know, this is gold for comedians.
Yes.
I mean, the Daily Show is going to have a field day. There's another one from Desi Leidick.
Yeah.
She did a whole thing on it. I didn't have time to prepare it for today's show, but probably have it on Monday.
Well, even Speaker Mike Johnson said release the files, too.
Yes.
I mean, this is going to continue.
Get it over with.
And
see how many times Trump was out there and, you know, paid his bills and, drew his naked pictures of women. Yeah. I mean, Drew.
I don't want to. That's even a bad image.
He wrote them.
He wrote a picture.
He doesn't know how to draw. He wrote them. Boy.
I don't think I've ever heard it said that way before.
All right. Well, it's all going to come out in the wash.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Call them at 608-249-4077. That's 608-249-4077.
Yeah.
And you can also check out their website. It's excellent, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. All right, coming up in about 15 minutes, Rocker is in the studio with a Max Inc. preview. And we've got a lot more of John and Gordy yet to come. Right here on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You gotta find yourself a swinging place. You gotta fly, you gotta soar. You gotta live a little more. Don't try and fight it, you've been invited.
Yeah.
Come on and swing, swing, swing.
Swing, baby.
Baby, come do your thing. Come on and swing, swing, swing.
Yeah.
Baby,
WMBX.
It's John and Gordy in the morning. We're swinging, baby.
We are swinging. This is where it's at.
Beautiful sunshine.
Swing, swing, swing.
Gorgeous all day long. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. Right now, starting out in the mid to upper 50s. It's going to be beautiful today. Maybe rain tomorrow. We'll see about that. You can win a pizza party with John and Gordy and Sugar River Pizza. We congratulated our first winner, Melinda. We've got our next winner almost ready to go. We'll be notifying them, I think, later on today. Yes, and you could have a Sugar River Pizza party at your workplace. If you enter, you just go to WMDXradio.com and enter, because we're doing these pizza parties once a week. And bringing the pizzas to your workplace, to your office. It's a lot of fun. And enter today on behalf of Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy. We're both in the Best of Madison running. And thank you for voting for us. If you did vote, we won't know the tabulations on those votes until late September or early October.
Well, a lot of time.
But we're celebrating that we're in the contest.
A lot of time to hack into it, so we'll see what we can do.
Time to hack into
change those votes.
That's right. But thanks to Sugar River Pizza for our pizza parties, and we'll be doing another pizza party next week.
I don't want you to call into question the final results of that, but you know, you never know.
What are you talking about? What
are you? Well, Dom in his previous life was a hacker, so we'll.
I'm not telling you my secrets.
Yeah,
you
know? Okay, well, yeah,
I shouldn't have said anything.
All we know is that we've been nominated, okay, at this point.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
It's good to be in the running, right?
It is.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
That's what they say.
It's a nice feeling.
I'm just saying that, but I'll be angry. okay, here we go. I have to get to this because it was revealed, people can do this work for us, and they have on X, and they compared Trump nominating Powell or not nominating Powell, or blaming Obama or somebody else for nominating Powell to be the Fed chair, okay? So let's listen to this clip and see who is right.
Okay. He's a terrible Fed chair. I was surprised he was appointed. I was surprised, frankly, that Biden put him in and extended him.
It is my pleasure and my honor to announce my nomination of Jerome Powell to be the next chairman of the Federal Reserve.
The guy is an idiot.
Apparently, he's just forgotten that he was the guy.
Just a complete idiot. I'm sorry. God, how do we deal with this? How do we get along in life with this kind of stuff happening all the time?
Every day, 24/7.
Oh, okay. Now, this is something that Fox News is picking up on. They really want to push this. You never know that Samsung didn't react to these tariffs. Samsung manufactures washing machines in another country.
Okay.
Now, they have built another factory here in the U.S.
Okay.
They decided to build a factory in South Carolina, and they decided to make this factory in South Carolina back in 2016.
Oh.
Yeah.
9 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they finally put the plant together, and then the tariffs started happening in 2018. So it wasn't tariffs so much that brought Samsung to this country. I just want to emphasize it, because when you listen to this clip, you would never have known that. So let's listen to Fox reporting this. Let's listen.
President Trump's tariffs are now luring at least a couple of foreign companies to manufacture their products stateside. This includes South Korea's Samsung. They are now going to produce their washing machines out of Newberry, South Carolina. Steve Harrigan has those details for us.
Jillian, those washing machines are actually rolling off the assembly lines right behind me. There's not a whole lot of debate in Newberry, South Carolina about whether or not President Trump's tariffs help or hurt the economy. Here, they say it helps. Putting in 20 to 50% tariffs on foreign-made washing machines back in 2018 motivated Samsung to build a $500 million washing machine manufacturing plant here, making them instantly the county's largest taxpayer.
I think tariffs are a really important topic in our current environment. Even before tariffs became a really hot topic, we're trying to strive for that American dream, right? You know, made in America for Americans.
Yeah.
That factory also created more than 1,600 jobs here, starting salary of $17 an hour. That's a lot higher
than the local minimum wage here of just $7.50 an hour.
There you go. So yeah,
tells the story.
Again, you would never know that they planned the factory in 2016. The tariffs went into effect in 2018. Already the factory had been built. They've been cranking out these washing machines for some time. Had nothing to do with Trump's tariff plan or
okay.
Peter Navarro's tariff plan.
No.
So
it was already happening.
This is just... How did they do it? They crank these lies out. This is just outrageous. Yeah. And they're complaining about PBS, right?
Yeah, well, they've got a whole team in
My
the White House.
My God.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Hey, their big clearance sale is still happening. Their 4th of July sales event has been extended. You can get all kinds of accessories in the buy one and get one free category. Also, they are continuing their sale on adjustable bed frames, those adjustable bases, 30 to 50% off. And the V9 adjustable base, you can save an additional $200 on that purchase. Check it out. Verlo.com is their website. Go to their east side location or west side location in Madison. Verlo Mattress.
All right.
Okay.
Coming up in just a few moments, you've got Rocker with a lot of statewide local music, and I can't wait for this stuff.
Yes, and he's also going to give us a preview of Atwood Fest, which is coming up the end of the month. Rocker is next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
All right. I like this intro. This is nice.
Yeah.
WMDX, it's John and Gordy in the morning.
Yes, it is 7:35.
Sunny, real sunny out there.
Beautiful sunshine. Isn't it great? Looking out over State Street here from our studios, just a block off of the Capitol. It's going to be gorgeous all day long. Highs in the upper 70s. Right now, starting out in the 50s. And
well, it was really cold yesterday.
It was chilly this morning. This portion of the show, as we get into some rock with Rocker in the studio here with the Max Inc. preview. Good morning, Rocker.
What's happening, guys?
Doing all right.
It's
all right. Yeah. And, of course, this portion of the show, for all you rockers out there, brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. Yes, if you've lost your hearing or if it's going.
Too many rock shows.
Check it in with Madison Hearing Aid Center. They've helped John out. They've helped me out. And they can help you out, too. They have fast and flexible appointments. You can call them at 608-249-4077. Jim or Sarah will help you out. Go to their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can get a free hearing test there to get you started. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Rocker, good to see you, man.
What's happening?
You are.
Wow.
You are. We got a busy weekend ahead music-wise, right?
That's right. You know, I was sitting there thinking while you were talking about hearing aids that when I was younger, right?
Yeah.
We would go to the clubs and see bands, and they'd have tables right, you know, sitting in front of a giant PA system.
Right.
Bands blasting. Like, nobody ever wore earplugs.
No.
Nobody ever was concerned
didn't think about it.
Now my ears ring, you know, probably about as loud as crickets.
Yeah.
You got the tinnitus there.
I should maybe go over check them out.
You should go to Madison Hearing Aid Center.
Max Inc. Radio, Saturdays, 6 to 9 p.m. right here on WMDX 92.7. And this week, we'll all be kind of taking off while Rob Roberts does a preview show for Atwood Fest, because we are in the final throes, and we're going to be talking about Atwood Fest today. Of course, that happens July 26th and 27th, so it's right around the corner. I think that's 9 days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so life is getting interesting now.
It's going to be fun, man.
And WMDX and Civic Media, they're going to have a tent there this year. We just found that out.
Oh,
we're
really?
Announcing it. You're going to be right in the Clyde Stubblefield stage area.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I know. So this is breaking news. Oh. Breaking news.
Wow, that is it's great to know the person in charge.
Wait a minute. We got breaking news? Hang on a second. You said breaking news.
Emergency. Batman speaking. Warning all of you to brace yourselves for big news.
Okay. That's it, huh?
The big news. Well, you guys are going to be there.
Well,
last year
you put us out in the middle of the street in the hot blazing sun with no cover.
Jeez.
but it made you stronger, John.
Yes, it did. Well, I got my tan, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's always a good time at Atwood Fest.
Oh, we'll be talking about it in a little while. But let's talk about some things that are happening right now, tonight, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Bing Bong, they are playing Friday, July 18th. That's tonight at the High Noon Summer Patio Series outside. Free show, 4:30 p.m. that starts. Coming up at the High Noon Patio in July yet this year, Thursday, July 24th, next week, Czar, which is Nick Czar, the guitarist from Natty Nation. He has a new band together, and they'll be playing at the High Noon coming up. July 25th, Linda and the Zeros, and July 31st, The Family Business. That's kind of the upcoming schedule at the High Noon Patio series, and that's pretty good. Formed in 2012, Bing Bong is Pam Barrett, lead vocals, rhythm guitar. She's also the owner of Harmony Bar, in case you haven't found out.
Yep.
Danny Hicks, he's on the lead guitar, Brian Bentley on drums, and Julie Kyland on bass. They have won a bunch of awards, right? Mama Awards this year, 2025, for Album of the Year.
Are you okay, John?
What's going on over there?
I'm trying to get a comfortable spot on the seat, and I can't.
Okay.
See, I'd like to stand up during the show, but they don't. They don't let us.
You could stand up. You would just have to bend over.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's continue. All right.
Wow, I haven't been asked to do that.
Well, the mic would be really low, and John's really tall, right? I mean, hey, you know, our joke should go right over your head, but if it doesn't, that's your fault.
That's right. Okay.
Let's get back to music here. BingBongBand.com. Bing Bong's playing tonight. Hi, New Insulin. Let's check out an old song of theirs from 2020. This is Faces.
Shameful thoughts have crossed my mind. Up till now, I've always been just fine. Though it's been so many times, I can't imagine what they want to see.
Sounds great. Yeah, man.
Bing Bong.
Catchy.
Bing Bong.
That's tonight at the High Noon Saloon.
Good times.
Coming up, actually, another show tonight, Friday, July 18th at the Lone Girl in Wanakee. There's a party on the rooftop. It's Gin Mill Hollow. We've talked about them. They're also going to be celebrating 10 years Saturday, July 19th.
Wow.
Whoops.
Wait.
And
what?
Guess what? Little error there. I don't have where it's listed. I went and did that to myself, but they're high energy roots in Americana. Look them up, ginmillhollow.com. Let's listen to another one of their songs.
This song
is called Love is King, Gin Mill Hollow.
Last night I had that dream again. The one where you and I had never met. It woke me in a cold. Again, I feel alive.
I'm waiting for Gordy to say he doesn't like mandolins next.
No. You know, I love mandolins.
He hates banjos. Now he's probably going to hate mandolins, too.
No, you're putting words in my mouth. No, I like mandolins. Mandolins rock.
Yeah. So,
well, they do.
He's a big fan of Seals and Crofts.
Banjo. One of my favorites, yeah. But banjos, yeah, that's another story.
There you go.
So, banjos, mandolins. Well, you can see Gin Mill Hollow tomorrow, July 19th. That's at the Boneyard. They're playing at the Boneyard at 2 p.m. So bring your puppers out there.
But tonight in Wanakee.
Tonight in Wanakee, Lone Girl.
That's on the roof. That's a great place.
Party on the rooftop. That's right.
Lone Girl. Excellent place.
You've been there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's an excellent
food. Have you partied on the rooftop?
Yeah, I know.
Never been on the rooftop. Love to go there, though.
Yeah, I've not been on the roof, but boy, I'll tell you, the food is excellent there, too.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Okay.
The Solution, Thursday, July 24th at the Boulevard. The Solution combines your favorite radio rock hits along with new original music, and they just put out an album last year. They've been an award winner of Rock Album of the Year in 2022 with the MAMA Awards. And recently, Brian Koenig, a.k.a. he's the Baron in Lords of the Trident. He's been in Luna Mortis and Ottoman Empire, a couple of metal bands that got signed earlier in the century. Mike Hayes on guitar. Adrian Grimes, a British singer. He is the vocalist. And Jim Bant on drums. You might remember him from Rock Sally. You can find their information at thesolutionmadison.com. Let's listen to a song from their 2024 Still Live album. This is called Doesn't Matter Anyway. This is The Solution.
Got the voice for rock.
The Solution.
The Solution.
Like
a lot of fun. Great band. Check them out. And they'll be playing Thursday, July 24th. That's coming right up at the Boulevard over on the east side of Madison.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ready to talk Atwood Fest?
Yeah, let's I think do it. So.
Let's talk some Atwood Fest.
We got time. Yeah.
All right. Saturday, July 26th, noon to 10 p.m. And Sunday, July 27th, noon to 7:30. Mm-hmm. And this all kicks off with an event called Convergence. And Convergence, everybody meets at 11 a.m. at four different places around the East Side neighborhood at Atwood. And they come in costumes, they come with noisemakers, and they parade through the streets, waking everybody up to converge at the Luther Allison stage, where the Hanfibians who lead and the Ultimo dancers who lead these different parades through the streets converge at the stage and the Hanfibians perform.
Will you be there?
I will be over at the Clyde Stubblefield stage, actually, getting things all ready to go.
Right.
Convergence starts the festival, though, and then right when the Hanfibians are done, Mama Dig Down's brass jumps. Brass band.
It seems like, what are the Hanfibians? What are they?
That is a really good question, John.
All right.
The Hanfibians is a really large. I think they have almost 20 members, and it's a just giant percussion group. They have, you know, hand drums, Hanfibians, you know, they work a lot with the Ultimo dancers, so there's a lot, it's very Brazilian, right, and rhythms. So
that'll wake you up.
Yeah, all it's very fun, and then that goes right into Mama Dig Downs, which is, of course, New Orleans kind of jazz marching band, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this all takes place at Wood Avenue, and the street is closed from the corner of Atwood and Winnebago to Monty's Blue Plate Diner, 30 bands, three stages, the Clyde Stubblefield stage in the United Way lot, the Luther Allison stage at the corner of Winnebago and Atwood, and the Sugar Maple stage in Monty's Blue Plate lot.
Mm-hmm.
So don't bring your puppers. No pets allowed.
Don't bring them.
Yeah. Full live music schedule, food and craft vendor list, and more at atwoodfest.com. Let's check out one of the bands that are going to be playing the Clyde Stubblefield stage Saturday, July 26th at 5:15, right before VO5. Nine-piece band features a world-class trumpeter, John Shipper, Mama Trumpeter of the Year this year. This is Fat Function, You Want It All, from their 2011 Real Life High Fidelity album.
Sounds good. We will continue with Rocker with the Max Inc. preview in just a moment on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us. Back to the music.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I need good music. Good, good music. It always feels so good to hear good music.
7:52. 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy, along with Rocker, and this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958. Some things have stayed the same throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct to consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, East Side and West Side. Go to verlo.com. Want to remind you, just a few more minutes left in the keyword hour here for our free ticket Friday. Brewers tickets up for grabs, a four-pack of tickets to the Monday, July 28th game against the Cubs at AmFam Field. The keyword is throw, T-H-R-O-W. You got just until 8 o'clock to get that in for your chance to win those tickets. Okay.
Got a text from Gordy's neighbors here.
Yeah,
music,
what are they up
music
to say?
Makes a difference. A sponsor is presenting Webb Wilder at the Burr Oak.
Yeah, that's right. Webb Wilder is there tonight at Burr Oak. I'm going to go to that show. Maybe I probably run into my neighbors there. They go to a lot of shows.
Music makes a difference.
Yes.
They are one of our backstage sponsors at Atwood Fest.
Okay.
And they are just amazing people.
Mm-hmm.
And they put together this nonprofit organization to go out and help local music, right? They put on shows, mm-hmm. they pay the bands, and they just do it because they love it.
Yeah.
And it just get music exactly. out
That's
there,
great
right?
Stuff.
Music makes a difference.
It does.
And what a great organization. Check them out online, musicmakesadifference.org.
Okay. What do we got left here?
Oh, we're still talking Atwood Fest,
we
right?
are.
And, you know, when you think about Atwood Fest, three stages, 30 bands, 2 days, vendors, food, just...
You think of AI right away.
Well, I think maybe you have some questions, right?
Right.
Yeah. What's going on? And maybe you'd like to ask AI some questions and get some answers.
What are you talking
unlike
about?
Unlike Gronk or, you know... And so Atwood Fest has Frilly.
What?
We are powered by Frilly. It's developed by Jorge Reina, who formerly was with Civic Media.
Yes.
Jorge.
It's a guide to the festival. So when you go to atwoodfest.com, click on Artificial Intelligence Guide, right? And start asking you questions. I don't know, you might get some interesting answers, but
all
a lot
right.
of the answers are actually fairly correct. I was fairly surprised. It's a pretty fun thing. We're still perfecting it, but you can try it out.
It'll be fun.
Start to sail the ship, ask it some questions.
So that's at atwoodfest.com.
Atwoodfest.com.
Okay.
Yep. Artificial intelligence. Frilly. Jorge Reina.
Frilly.
He programmed it up. Yep. Full live music schedule, food and craft vendor list, FAC. and more at AtwoodFest.com. John, I got one for you.
Yes.
Okay. Heading Home. It's a bluegrass band. They are playing at 3:30 on the Sugar Maple stage at Atwood Fest on Saturday, July 26th. Heading Home is a band of six family members from coastal Georgia, and they're like lighting up the bluegrass scene with their brand of family music. John and Marina Lindblom, they're both classically trained professional musicians. They're joined by four of their adult children, Luke, Libby, Lucy, and Timothy.
Cool.
And so it's pretty funny. It's a family band. Let's listen to a little bit of Heading Home. They're coming to Atwood Fest Saturday, July 26th on the Sugar Maple stage. This is I Am Ready to Go.
Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
I can hear the voices singing soft and low.
Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. In the darkness of night, not a star was in sight. On a highway that leads down below, but Jesus came in and saved my soul from sin. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go.
Well, I guess like it. After the Trump administration, we'll all be singing that song. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go, man.
Normally, I'm not a big banjo fan, but something like that, I love it.
See, that works.
See,
right?
I like that. Yeah,
that's
all right,
fun. Great.
They're excellent.
Great.
Yeah.
Atwood Fest, we said it's coming up. You know, they got 16 beers, 4 seltzers, 4 THC-infused drinks, 2 NA beers, wine, and water. So there's going to be plenty of stuff to drink. There are going to be 5 vendors there, little factoid, that are going to be selling THC flower this year. So it's interesting. Yep.
Wow.
It's going to be an interesting smelling Atwood Fest this year. Full live music schedule, food and craft vendor list, FAQ, and more at atwoodfest.com. There is a new Madison ska fusion band. They're going to be playing Sunday, July 27th at noon on the Luther Allison stage. The band is called One Beer Please, Madison ska fusion. Look for One Beer Please later at Great Taste of Madison Midwest and High Noon Saloon Patio in August. Okay. And find them on Instagram and Facebook. Let's check these guys out. One Beer Please. This is Money, Money, Money.
All right.
Seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd move around and have a ball. Money, money, money. Must be funny.
Wow, that's great. I love Scott.
That's cool.
I got to say, I really do. I love the horns. It's danceable. It's
these
great
guys
stuff.
Are fun, too. One Beer Please. They're going to be opening up Sunday at the Atwood Fest on the Luther Allison stage.
Excellent. And again, atwoodfest.com. That's the place to go to check things out for all next weekend's activities.
I think it's great that One Beer Please would be opening at the Great Taste of the Midwest as well.
That's right.
Yeah. Excellent. Rocker, always great to see you, man.
Oh, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Have a good weekend, and we'll get ready for Atwood Fest next weekend. That's going to do it for us for today.
It is.
Coming up Monday, former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin will join us. John, have a great weekend.
Well, I'll try. I think I'm going to hang out with you this weekend.
Tomorrow we'll be at the Dane County Fair with Pam Yonke.
I'm joining too.
Unless it rains.
Have a good one. Yeah. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.